Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, crazy thing about this time of year is that about this time, same month, I was planning a pregnancy. I was planning to make my own family. Now let's rewind. Before I made this decision, one of my really good friends, her and her husband were trying to conceive, and she was having all these types of issues to fully make that happen, make the pregnancy happen. And I love this girl to death. Like, I was like, yo, if you need it, I got you. I'll carry the baby, you know? And then I had to sit down with my mother, and she was like, well, Shelby, do you really think that you can handle that? Can you give up a child? And I was like, well, I don't have any, so I don't really know what I'm capable of doing. She said, exactly. So before you make that commitment, you have to fully, you know, think about you having your own kids. And my mom asked me, you know, do you want kids? I said, oh, of course, yes. I want them in my own way. I don't want to be a baby mama. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying nothing is wrong with that, but if I can prevent that from happening, I try to. But I know when it's, you know, things happen. But I want to bring a baby in this world, or my little offspring in this world, from two individuals that love each other, not, oh, I got real messed up one night and it happened. It's here, you know. And I'm not saying anything to those who have had that happen to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have to consider that as a blessing. That gift was given to you for a reason, regardless if you're with that person or not. And I'm not saying that, you know, I would plan to have that relationship and connection with my partner, and then all of a sudden they realize they don't want to be with me no more and I'm stuck with a child. You know what I'm saying? I just really want it to be the right timing for me. And so by my mom asking me these questions, and crazy thing is, I have two older brothers. They both have kids. Now, I nieces and nephews, I have roughly, about 12. I have none. So I started to think, I'm like, maybe it's time. You know, I'm, you know, in my mid 20s, you know, a lot of people I know are either married or already have kids. And I was like, well, what am I waiting for? You know, maybe I should consider just going forth with the pregnancy and doing it on my own. I do everything on my own anyway. So I was like, why not try this? I know, crazy, right? Well, I didn't want to go through the process of trying to find donors and these strangers that I didn't know, and trying to find the history. I was like, I just felt overwhelmed. I have a really great friend. Like, crazy thing is, he's actually my ex, and we separated under mutual understandings, and we're still great friends. We still talk, we're still cool, and if he needs me, I'm there for him or whatever, but we're mutual friends. And so he doesn't have kids either. So we just had a discussion, and I just brought the conversation up, like, let's have kids together. He was like, what? And then, you know, he never really told me no about anything. Like, he was just always like, yeah, you know, that makes sense, Shelby. Cool, let's go for it. But he was like, are you sure about this? I was like, well, you don't have any. I don't have any. I could, you know, I'm trying to make this a business plan, y'all. I'm like, I could set up contracts if you would like to be in the child's life. We do not have to deal with child support. You can be in the child's life. If not, then I can sign a contract waiver to where I won't have to put you on any child support. I'll do all this and take care of the baby, blah, blah, blah. I know, sound completely crazy, right? Well, he was down for it. And then when I got myself checked, a doctor, and all kind of things, and started to make arrangements, living situations. So, like, okay, when I'm pregnant, I can't work that much, and I have to do this, and this, and whatever. So I'm making plans for all this, okay? And it got to the point where he was about to fly to come meet me so we can actually make a baby. And I chickened out. I said, no, don't come. And then, you know, he was like, so what's wrong? And I'm like, something's telling me this isn't right. And he was like, if that's what you feel, then that's the truth. He was like, Shelby, I never disagree with any of your opinions or your achievements, your goals. When you set your mind to do something, you do it. But he was like, I want you to fully commit. Like, a child is not something you can return back. And even though you're saying you want this in your life, maybe it's not your time because I know you want it a certain way. And I had to respect that. Well, I mean, he had to respect that because I had made the decision. But I sat back and I realized that, you know, with my family and my friends and society, the main question that everyone asks you, regardless of your age, when you get into a relationship with somebody, first question they ask you, what, when y'all gonna get married? Soon as y'all get married, when y'all gonna have babies? Soon as, you know, like, as soon as you're dating someone, when you gonna find you a man, or when you gonna find you a girlfriend? Like, these are questions that are forced upon you to rush you and pressure you into feeling like you have no other option or you're set on a time frame. And, you know, I want to say this to women especially. We're mostly forced with those questions because we have been set up in society to be homemakers, to give birth, which are blessings. They're blessings. I'm not discriminating them against, but to really have a dream is kind of pushed off because you are made to build a family. And then the man is placed on this earth in society's eyes to provide and nurture for the family. Those are only two roles, so nobody really sees anything else other than the goals that you have set, your dreams, you know what I'm saying? Like, to travel the world, to see things, to absorb things, or just slowly progress into love or get to know a person instead of rushing into that family aspect. Like, nobody gives that time. And I felt like at that moment, I felt like I was being pressured into that. Like, you know, people were like, so when you gonna get a man? Like, when you gonna, you know what I'm saying? When are you gonna do this? Or when are you gonna have kids? You know, and I never really sat back and thought about it, that I'm being pressured into this life of building my own family that I'm really not ready for. And I mean, sometimes, you know, we could not be ready, but a blessing comes and we actually are. But to sit up there and structurally plan a baby, and that wasn't the way that I wanted to have a baby, I realized that I was just doing it because everyone else said that it was supposed to happen at this age. I was supposed to been have this. And I'm like, I'm only, you know, I was like 26, you know, I'm only 26, you know, like I haven't even hit menopause yet. Like, there's still time, you know. But I felt like I was being pressured into having that start off. And then, you know, there was a time where me and my significant other were trying to have a baby and it wasn't happening. And I wasn't mad about the situation. But then I realized that maybe it just wasn't meant for me and that person to have a baby together. There are all different aspects that can happen. And to those who are seriously not ready at this moment, I fully understand. Live your life to the best of its abilities and live it under your terms. If you want certain things in your life to happen, you make it happen. If you want a baby, you get a baby. But if you're fully not ready for it, don't do it because everyone else is doing it or because you're expected to do it. Do it because you want to. And to those women, there are so many women in this world that are having issues with having children. And I completely understand that from personal experience and some of my friends dealing with the same issues. And you have to realize that is a very sticky situation. It's a very emotional state to be blessed with this gift of bringing a beautiful human being into this world and to feel as though that gift has been stripped from you because you cannot conceive. It's a heartfelt moment. It's something that can cause depression, anxiety. It can make you feel as though you're not fully a woman. That's hurtful. But to women who feel that, I had to sit down with my friend who was trying to conceive, and she said the most amazing thing, and I really look to her for bravery, because she really is the strongest woman I know. And she said, you know what, at this time I stress over how to give my husband the baby of his dreams, and I never fully emotionally, mentally, even physically, spiritually take care of myself to see if that's something I really wanted to give. And in that aspect, I realized that the blessing that comes isn't expected. It comes basically unknown. And she started to smile. So, you know, I was like, what? You know, like, I was like, what? You know, tripping. But as I think about it now, she's right. As women, we focus our energy on so many other things to nurture and provide for those things, and we lose ourselves. And so your body is one with your mind and your spirit. So if it's corrupted in all these areas and not aligned, then you fully can't perform to your best of your abilities. And then the options that we provide ourselves with, maybe you can't conceive. Maybe you can adopt. There are so many amazing children in this world that have been left abandoned by people who weren't ready, or whatever their circumstances, and are waiting for you. Maybe that is your gift. Maybe that is your blessing. Maybe that's why this was prolonged and pushed back, so that you can fully accept an amazing child that is waiting for you through adoption. I have one of my really good friends who's adopted a beautiful little girl. And I would have never known she was adopted, because she was like, she adopted her from birth, and like, she, how they act and how they interact with each other and their relationship is just, it's so beautiful to me. I love to watch them together, because she's like, that's my mommy, you know? And she understands that it's really not her mom, because she's met her real mom, but the bond that they have together and the love they have for each other, and she's a little kid and she knows this, but she's so appreciative and so loved and cared for that she doesn't really care that my really good friend is really not her mother, but she calls her mother. Like, you still can take on that role. Adoption is an option. I mean, you never really know what is out there for you, what opportunity is gifted to you until you fully expand your mind. And, you know, even though my mom asked me would I do it, even though I don't have any kids, I would, because I understand that pain. I understand that emotion of you trying to conceive and it's not happening. So if I, as a friend, I'm ride or die, I'm sorry, as a friend can bless you and help you out, I would do it. And then it's not like I would lose a child, because obviously I'm your friend. So I'll still be, you know, able to interact with this child. I don't know. That's just my personal preference. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's not going to be hard for me to accept that, you know, a baby just came out of me and it's going to another home. But I know that I was able to gift someone that did not have the ability to give birth to a woman who has worked so hard to achieve that gift. I've given her the ability to be a mother. That's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by blessing, I know I'm spitting that out because some people aren't religious. I fully understand that blessings are basically things gifted, miracles that happen to you that invoke your goodness. It might sound crazy, but there are random things that, you know, you ever heard of karma? There's bad karma and there's good karma. I believe blessings are the good karma. the ones that come unexpected, when you thought that that little innocent great achievement you've done to help somebody or help yourself or just to put out good vibes and positivity in the world, it reverts back to you. Your good karma comes back to bless you.
Hello.
In your life as a repayment for you giving positivity into the world. Simple. It's not complicated. It's not crazy, you know? And obviously, I didn't fully go through with the pregnancy. Me and the guy are still absolutely cool to this day. He's probably gonna kill me. I'm just playing. We're so cool. But I realized that everything comes with timing, and the way that I want things to be accomplished and achieved will happen when I need it the most and when I least expect it. But at this time, I'm writing, I'm podcasting, I'm being as creative as possible, and I'm just letting the unknown happen to me. I'm letting that miraculous moment happen when it happens, and I promise to be the best mother that I ever could be, to give my child love and respect and appreciation and show them discipline and the ways of the world, and to give them what at times I felt I wasn't gifted, or even the things that I was gifted with. I just want to give so much to my child. And so to my unborn child, you are loved, you are adored, and you will always be a king or queen because you came from me. So, you guys, it's okay. Everything will come in time. Just stay focused and believe.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.